to worship and adore the Lord our God.
Thank you for joining us for today's Pulpit Hour, a message from God's Word brought to you by The Preaching Channel. To listen to this message in its entirety again, to download it, or to choose from a variety of other messages, or to listen to preaching 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, log on to WGCRpreaching.net.
Looking in Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter 15 and verse number 10, the Word of God says, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And he said, A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. Father, bless your word. I pray, help us this morning, Lord, as we try to deliver that which is on our heart this morning. Give us clarity of thought and clarity of speech. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, this morning to get out of the way. Lord, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be in the way. Lord, I pray that you might use us this morning, and I ask, Lord, that you would help every heart be receptive. I pray be ready to receive what you have for us. I pray, God, may nothing hinder or quench what it is you want to do today. I pray, may we not grieve the Spirit of God, but Lord, may we just be, ready for what it is you want to do and want to be a part of it. And Father, I pray you get honor and glory to your sweet name. Well, thank you, Lord, for we ask in your precious name. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for staying in reverence to God's Word this morning. So much has been said about this. I've preached from a number of times, and I always enjoy hearing messages on this. People have different aspects about it. It's a good message. And looking here at the elder brother, he was a prodigal in his own right. He never left home, but my, how he wasted what he had there at home. His attitude, and we can see his attitude, we can see his heart. In his reception of his brother, or lack of reception of his brother. We can look at the dad here. I heard a message the other week there by Brother Tony Hudson that I'd never heard before. He preached on some things that were missing from this chapter. And he said, now the Bible, not saying anything's there, but he said there's some things that are missing. He talked about how there was a parent missing. He said, you don't see a mother here in this chapter. He said, there was a protest missing. He said, when the son came, the father gave him what he wanted instead of protesting it. He said, there was a preacher missing. He said, where's the man of God there to say, son, don't go out and do this? He said, there was a prophecy was missing. Someone should have stood and said, I've been out there before. I've seen what the world will do. Please don't go out there. It was a good message. I never heard of it quite like that before. A lot of good things here could be said about this. I preached one time looking at the things that were said, you look in this chapter, see what the prodigal said, and see the words that his elder brother said, how they line up. You can see the heart of both of them when they were away from the Lord. But this morning, what I want to look at came to my attention as I thought about this is in the latter part of verse 20. And I want to look here, three verses, the last part of this chapter. It says, and kissed him. And kissed him. And I want to look this morning here about some sweet kisses of forgiveness. Some sweet kisses of forgiveness. My, how we see this son, how he got out, how he messed up. When he came home, his father kissed him. Some sweet kisses of forgiveness that we see this morning. We look here at this part about, says he kissed him. The thought behind this is that he kissed him eagerly. He kissed him much is the thought behind that. And boy, I can just imagine as he just didn't kiss him once. But boy, he lathered him with kisses. He kissed all over him, kissed all over his neck, kissed him because, oh, how he had missed his son. Oh, how he had longed for that day for his son to come back. How he had prayed for that day for his son to return. He couldn't help himself but just pour out kisses upon kisses upon kisses to his son. You know, we look here and it says he kissed him. It didn't say he killed him. He could have done that by law that day, what his son had done. He could have killed him. Amen. He could have taken his life. It didn't say when his son came back, he kicked him. Oh, he could have abused him. He could have taken out all of his wrath on him. He could have done that, but that's not what he did. The Bible says his father kissed him. What a blessing that is. You know, before this son could receive these kisses, there had to be something that happened before that could happen. I want to look just quickly here at a few things as we begin this message. First, look at his resolve. The Bible says here this young man, he got out in sin, he messed up his life, he ruined his life, he wasted it all, and he had nothing. He had nothing. And you know what? Let me say this just as an aside. When he got to the bottom, the Bible says he joined himself with a citizen of that country. You know what, church, can I tell you just as a side, this is a message itself. You know what our responsibility is? We need to be there at those moments when folk are looking for somebody. Because they're going to join up with someone. And isn't it amazing how it seems like at that low time in people's lives, it's someone that says they have an answer, but it's really not an answer. It's somebody that wants to take them farther away from where they are now, and they think they're getting help, but they're not getting help, they're getting hurt. And I want you to know there's going to be some cult, there's going to be some false belief, there's going to be someone of the wickedness of this world that's going to be there when that person needs somebody to show some compassion toward them and help them. They're going to be there and they're going to lead them away. You and I need to be there with the compassion of Christ and the truth of God's Word that they might join themselves up with us. They might be able to help them bring them to the Lord. Amen? That's a message in and of itself. But may God, I'm taken every time I read that. He joined himself with a citizen of that country. That guy was there. But what did he do? Send him out to the pig pen. I'll give you a job. You don't have anything, I'll give you a job. That wasn't much help, was it? But he sent him to the pig pen. But the Bible says that young boy, he's out there. And when he came to himself. When he came to himself. Boy, you ever been there? You ever been away from God, maybe even backslidden on the Lord, and man, you just thought you'd lived it up, and in your heart every once in a while the Spirit of God would convict, and after a while that became duller and duller and duller because you became more hardened and hardened and hardened. Boy, he's out there and sin you got, but one day you came to yourself. One day finally, man, maybe you came to the end of it all, but it's like this old prodigal, you had nothing, and all of a sudden it's like you woke out of sleep, and you said, what in the world am I doing here? How in the world did I get here? Some of you have been there. Some have been backslidden on the Lord before. Some of you one time knew the good things of God, but you got out of God's will and you was in a mess. And one day you came to yourself and you said, what in the world am I doing? Why am I here? Well, I need to get back to the Father's house is where I need to go. Some of you were in that place. That's where this boy was. And he had a resolve. The Bible says he came to himself and he had a resolve. He said, I'm going to arise. And I'm going to go back to my father. And he rehearsed what he was going to say to his father. He had a resolve he was going to do that. But you know what, dear friend? That resolve won't do you so much good. Hey, not acting upon it, that resolve would have done him no good, would it? But he had a resolve, I'm going to go. I believe he had a repentance. I believe when he turned around and got back on the road heading back to his daddy, I believe he already had a repentant heart. I believe he was sorry for what he'd done. Not just sorry for the consequences, but sorry for what he'd done. I want you to know, not only do I see his resolve, I see his repentance. He turned back to go back to the Father. And not only do I see his repentance, but I see, and I love this, now I see his return. He's going back, but I see his reception. And that's where we are right here, his reception. Again, I say he could have killed him, he could have kicked him, but instead he kissed him. He kissed him. He didn't just kiss him once, he kissed him much. He kissed him much. Get that from him. He kissed him much. His reception was he kissed him much. Amen. I thought if I had a son, I don't have a son, but I got a daughter. Addie, come here for a minute. Amen. I was going to pick on Becca, but she's too old for this. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. He had a son, and he saw that son. He ran to him, and he fell on his neck. And he kissed him. He kissed him. And I believe he looked at him. Oh. And he kissed him again. Don't you believe that, church? And he looked at him. But he said, he kissed him again. Kissed him again and kissed him again. Oh, it had been so long since he'd been able to embrace his boy. It had been so long since he'd been able to kiss his boy. Oh, and he couldn't help himself. He kissed him. And he kissed him. And he kissed him. He kissed him eagerly. He kissed him much. It was sweet kisses of forgiveness. Oh, thank God for the sweet kisses of forgiveness of our Savior. Amen. May I say to you just a few things this morning. I believe that those much kisses, I believe they showed much love. Don't you? They showed much love. Amen. He didn't delay a moment. I like what Spurgeon said. Spurgeon said, though he was out of breath, he was not out of love. Amen. As that older man ran to his son, he ran to him out of the greatness. He said, when he's still afar off, and his daddy ran to him, and he was out of breath, but he wasn't out of love. Amen. And oh, I see those much kisses. I believe they showed much love. I want you to look maybe the manner of love. The manner of this love. First look, it says when he saw him. You see that? It says when he was returning, the Bible says let me find my scripture. It says his father saw him. When he was a great way off, his father saw him. It didn't say he was filled with anger or resentment or bitterness or judgment. It says when he saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Now you've heard this before, but in that day it was not acceptable for an older man to run in public. He wasn't to be running, but this man didn't care. And he ran like he'd never run before to his son. And that much love, I believe the manner of that love, he saw him. He saw him. He saw who he was. He saw where he had come from. He saw what he was wearing. He saw the filth on his hands and on his feet. He saw his rags. He saw the penitent look, the sadness. He saw where what he had been. He saw what he was and saw what he'd soon be. He saw him for who he was and ran to him and kissed him much. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. But God committeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, church, he looked down and he saw us for who we are, not what we would be necessarily, but what we were, and he still loved us. The Father looked and saw the Son. I believe he saw the old rags. He saw the filth. I believe he saw the sin on his son's face, what sin had done to his boy. He didn't look like the same boy that left home. Understand, he didn't look like the same boy that left home, but he still loved him. Oh, he kissed him much, and that showed much love. When I think about seeing, I think about John 1, where the Bible says, Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, Is there any good thing coming out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Verse 47 says, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith to him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said to him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said to him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. He saw us at our lowest. He saw us at our wickedest. He saw us at our worst. And he still loved us. He still loved us. You know one of the worst lies of Satan? God couldn't love you. You've been too bad. Look at what you've done. How could you ever show your face? How could you ever think, God, but hey, I want you to know, he died for sinners. Amen? Where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Amen? Now listen, this morning, if you're lost, he'll save you. Amen? You're the kind he died for. Amen? If you're backslid on God, he'll take you back. You know why? Because this boy had gone to a far country. He had been gone for a long time, but he never stopped being the Father's Son. He was still the Son. And when he came back, his father saw him and ran to him and kissed him and kissed him much. Amen. That kissing much means much love. The manner of his love, he saw him, and despite what he saw and despite what he'd been, the manner of his love was he still kissed him, still loved him. May I say to you, the meaning of this love, the meaning of this love. Oh, this is what I like. Could you imagine what it meant to that boy to be kissed by his daddy? Now listen, I told you a while ago, I imagine he's out there slopping those hogs. After he's come to himself, he's like, I'm going to go back to daddy. I'm going to say, daddy, I've sinned against you and I've sinned against God. And daddy, I'm not worthy to be your son, but daddy, if you'll just make me a servant. Daddy, if you'll just let me come home, daddy. Daddy, I'm tired of this life. Daddy, if you'll just let me come home. I don't deserve to have my room back, and I don't deserve for you to call me son again. I've messed up bad, daddy. But daddy, if you just let me be under your roof again. Daddy, if you just let me come home and be under your roof, daddy. Daddy, if you just let me, daddy, if you just let me come home, I just be a servant, daddy. He rehearsed it. I believe he was afraid. I believe he's worried. I believe he rehearsed it, trying to get his nerve up, trying to get his courage built up. Now, I don't believe he came back fast. Spurgeon said this. I love what he said. He said, slow are the steps of repentance, but swift are the feet of forgiveness. Amen. Listen, I believe that old boy, I believe he walked slowly home. I believe he was rehearsed it. And I believe he was afraid. And I believe he walked slowly home. And he's nervous about it. Slow were the feet of repentance, but all swift were the feet of forgiveness. When his daddy saw him, he said, there he is. And he ran to him. He didn't go slowly. He ran to him and fell on his neck. And he kissed him. Amen. With sweet kisses of forgiveness. Sweet kisses of forgiveness. Oh, much kisses, much love. And I want you to know, could you imagine this boy? Look what he said. The Bible says, he said, daddy, he said, daddy, I've sinned against you. Now I'm not worthy to be your son. But his daddy interrupted him. And he said, I will be your servant. He didn't say no. He said to the servants, I want you to go get a robe put on him. Put a ring back on his hand. You put some shoes on his feet. You go kill the fatted calf. Hey, we're going to have a party because my son's home. Hey, listen, swift were those feet of forgiveness. Can you imagine what that meant to that boy? He didn't know what to expect. He didn't know what was going to happen. But every kiss that was laid on him, every kiss his dad placed on him. You may tell you what the meaning of those kisses were. They meant much love. He said, daddy loves me. Daddy still loves me. Daddy still loves me. Hey, the perception was the son said, man, that means something to me. That means daddy still loves me is what that means. Oh, thank God for the manner of his love. But may I say thank God for the meaning of his love. Oh, weren't you swept away when God loved you? Wasn't it amazing what it meant to you when God took you and loved you? Some of you, maybe you'd convinced yourself he couldn't love you. But when he did love you and took you back, didn't it mean something to you? Oh, wasn't it amazing? Wasn't it meaning that overwhelming that God loved you? Now, I want to say I believe that as he kissed, there was no doubt in this boy's mind. It was a clear perception. He knew, daddy's taking me back. Amen. Daddy still loves me. The manner of that love. Oh, he saw him but still loved him. The meaning of that love, it let that boy know, son, you're welcome back home. Amen. The meaning of that love. Not only that, nor did I say those much kisses meant much love. But may I say you, secondly, those much kisses meant much forgiveness. Much forgiveness. Every one of those kisses meant much love. But every one of those kisses meant much forgiveness. Let me say to you, the Bible says in Lamentations 3:22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. It's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. It was that daddy's mercy. Amen. And his compassion didn't fail. Listen, my sins, my Savior, how sad on thee they fall. Seen through thy gentle patience, I tenfold feel them all. I know they are forgiven, but still their pain to me is all the grief and anguish they laid, my Lord, on thee. Oh, listen, what we've done to our Savior, how we've grieved his spirit, his heart, how we've displeased him. But when we come to him, there's much forgiveness. Oh, may I say in this much forgiveness, it meant his past had been forgotten. I don't believe this daddy looked at him and said, now I want you to tell me everything you did, and I want you to know. And I don't think he started just harping on him. No, there's much forgiveness. All he could do is kiss him. Kiss him. His past had been forgotten. And let me say to you, not only that, his pain had been forgiven. You can only listen, moms and dads, you're there. Some of you maybe, I hope not. Some of you may have had children that have hurt you. But you may say, let me say something to you. His pain had been forgiven. The prodigal's dad said, by those kisses, it's much love, but by those kisses, it's much forgiveness. Your past is forgotten. I don't want to talk about that. You're home now. I want to talk about right now in the future. And the pain has been forgiven. I'm not going to hold that against you. I'm going to because I'm just glad you're here. I was reading Spurgeon again. He said, just as if you would reach and take and pick a diamond up out of the mire. You don't worry about the mire. You're just glad to have the diamond because it's so precious. And out of that day, he was saying all the pain. I'll reach down the filth of this world to pull you back because I'm just glad to have you back. You're precious to me. Isn't that just like the Lord? He reached down the old muck and mire, the old filth of this world and pulled us out. You know why? We were precious to Him. We were precious to Him. Much love and much forgiveness He's forgiven us. I'm glad for God's forgiveness. I see this prodigal son. Kissed him, sweet kisses of forgiveness, much kisses. Those kisses meant much love. Oh, the manner of that love, the meaning of that love. The kisses meant much forgiveness. His past was forgotten. The pain that he had caused was forgiven. I believe that, don't you? Yes. Then not only do I see that, let me move on. Thirdly, I see those much kisses meant much restoration. Much restoration. Yes. Now listen, it'd have been something if he'd come back. And the daddy listened to him, his rehearsed statement, and said, okay, son, I can't stand to see you hurt like that. You can come, you live in the servant's quarters, and I'll feed you and I'll take care of you. We'd have looked and said, well, that's probably more than he deserves. How bad he's being, at least he's taken care of now. But that wasn't what it was. It was full restoration. Amen. I love how the father just kind of cut him off. And said, son, I don't have to hear. Listen, the Bible says, draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. I still love that he was coming home and the father saw him and the father went a great distance to get to him. That's like the Lord. That's like the Lord. You say, preacher, you just don't know what I've done this morning. No, but the Father does. The Father does. And you take one step, He'll come the rest of the way. The Father will see you and He'll run to you and He'll have much kisses to lay on your neck. Sweet kisses of forgiveness, much kisses. To kiss all over you means much love, means much forgiveness, means much restoration. He'll restore you back. Church, do you believe that this morning? I believe that. Listen, this young man came back. Oh, man, with the scars of sin, the stains of sin on him. Listen, God can take a life and restore a life. He can do that. There was much restoration. May I say his prayer had been answered. I'm sure the whole way back he had been praying. He had been praying. I believe he was praying for full restoration. He was praying, don't let him kill me. Lord, just don't let him kill me. Lord, I deserve to die. He knew what the law said. He knew how he had broken the law. He knew what he had done. He was ignorant of that. Oh, somehow, God, just let Daddy have a little, let him have a little mercy on me. Oh, God, please just let him make me a servant. Oh, God, just let him make me a servant. God, just let me serve him. Let him be, I don't care if it's the worst servant he's got. Lord, just let him make me a servant. Lord, somehow, God, let him somehow have mercy on me. He wasn't expecting full restoration. Oh, and not a million years, Brother McCoy, would he have thought that. He just wanted to be a servant. But oh, his daddy saw him and ran to him. Fell on him, and as he's coming, can you imagine what that boy thought? As his daddy's running to him, he probably didn't know what to think. He saw his daddy raise his arms. He didn't know what to think. And he fell on him. And the boy probably tightened up. And then he began to feel those sweet kisses of redemption. Those sweet kisses of forgiveness. And it probably startled him. What are you doing? Daddy, listen. I got to tell you something. I'm sorry. Oh, no, son. Hey, get the fatted calf. Bring the robe. Kissing all over him. My son was dead, but he's alive. He's lost, but now he's found. Son, your room's been waiting on you. It's just like it was. We're taking care of it every day. Son, come on right there. Full restoration. Full restoration. You get that? Full restoration. His prayer had been answered. Makes me think about, this is about salvation, but it makes me think about the lame man there at the gate, beautiful. The Bible says Peter and John went up there and he had sitting there collecting alms or asking for alms. Now I can imagine he had a little tin cup or something, maybe riled it a little bit. And the Bible says there when Peter and John stopped, he looked at them expecting to receive something. I preached a message years ago, more than you bargained for. He thought he was going to drop a little bit of something in his cup, Brother McCoy. He got more than he bargained for, amen. He thought that day when they saw him there at that gate, boy, if I could just get a few bits, just a little bit, to feed myself just a little bit. But he got more that day than he ever expected. He got more than that day he could ever hope for. He got his legs back. He got his walk back. He could run and leap. Hey, he got more than he bargained for. Yes, sir. This old prodigal got more than he bargained for that day. He just wanted to be a servant. Yes, he was restored as a son. Amen. He just wanted to serve, but instead he got to sit down and he got to be served. Think about that for a minute. Amen. Hey, he's coming back crawling, saying, "Dad, I'm not worthy." But his dad said, "Hey, you're not worthy, but I'll make you worthy." Amen. Hey, he restored him, full restoration. Thank God for the Father. I see much kisses, sweet kisses of forgiveness. Much love, much forgiveness, much restoration. His prayer had been answered. His privileges had been restored. His privileges had been restored. Amen, church. I'm glad God doesn't hold a grudge. Do you hear me? I said, I'm glad God doesn't hold a grudge. Let me say this one more time. I'm glad God doesn't hold a grudge. If there's no other reason, I'm glad that God's God and we're not, is because God doesn't hold a grudge. Can you imagine what a mess it'd be if we were God? Every wrong we'd bring up. Every time we came for mercy, when I gave you mercy last time, don't you remember? Well, I'm about sick of this. How many times I got to give you mercy? How many times I got to forgive you? Am I right, church? Is that how it'd be? Now, I'm not talking about being presumptuous on the grace of God. I'm not talking about being foolish. We ought to live right. We ought to do right. But I'm glad when I just fall flat on my face and mess up. Brother McCoy, I'm glad I can go to the Lord and ask forgiveness. And I can feel those sweet kisses of forgiveness. I can't get that out the way it's inside me. But all those sweet kisses of forgiveness. Just kissing all over, couldn't help himself. Could you imagine? I said, kissing all over him and just kissing all over him again. Just couldn't kiss him enough. He's so glad to have his son back. So glad to have his boy back at home. Full privileges restored. I'm glad we come to the Lord. God will forgive us. I'm glad it hold against us. I'm glad that every time we come to him, he said, "Now don't you forget what you did. Don't you forget how good I was to you. Don't you forget I didn't have to do that. That's not the Lord." Amen. Well, I'm glad he forgives us and he forgets. I'm glad he washes them away. I'm glad they're behind his back. I'm glad they're sewn up in a bag. I'm glad they're in the bottom of the sea. I'm glad they're gone. Amen. Oh, you ask why I'm happy. I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. Amen. Oh, I'm glad the Father... I'm glad the Father had sweet kisses of forgiveness. And I'm glad there was much love. I'm glad there was much forgiveness. I'm glad there was much restoration. And may I say to you, fourthly, there was most kisses, but much joy. Much joy. Read to you there the verses we started in the parables. He's right reading there. He's talking about the sheep. And he's talking about the silver. And he says here, likewise, I send you there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Listen, church, there's joy in heaven when somebody gets saved. Now, I don't know how you feel about this. The Bible says there's joy. I heard people say this, well, the angels rejoice. That's not what the Bible says. Maybe they do, but that's not what that verse says. The Bible says there's rejoicing in the presence of angels. There's rejoicing in the presence of angels. I believe God rejoices. That's why he sent his son for. I believe God rejoices when somebody gets saved or somebody gets right. I believe God's people rejoice. I don't think they have a loudspeaker in heaven, but there's an announcement made. One more just got in. I believe this. I believe that, hey, Granny so-and-so, your grandson just got saved. Hey, Grandpa, so-and-so, guess what? Those prayers you prayed, your boy just got saved. I believe that. You say, you're crazy. Just leave me alone. I believe that. Can you imagine on the other side what rejoicing goes on? Woo! Shouting and praising God. A granny that prayed and went on to be with glory. Her prayers didn't die with her. Oh, Grandpa, we planted him out in the graveyard. His prayers didn't die with him. God still hears those prayers. And when they get saved, I have no doubt, they say, hey, Grandma, Grandpa, your boy just got saved. Amen. And I'll be the rejoice in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Those sweet kisses of forgiveness meant much joy. I believe they meant much joy because I believe when we think about this daddy, we see those sweet, that's the joy. I believe we see the look of joy. The look of joy. I believe that daddy, I had daddy up here a while ago, I believe he kissed on him and hugged him. I believe he stepped back and he wanted to say something and he just saw his face. And he started kissing on him again.
He stepped back and he wanted to say something to him. He saw his boy and looked at him. And that boy saw that love in that daddy's face. And he started kissing on him again. I believe maybe later on they made their way back to the house. And they got there. The daddy was wanting to talk to him and wanting to tell everybody what happened. He said, "Hey, this is my son." And he went back and kissed him again. Looked at him. Every time he looked at him, oh, how he loved this boy. The look of joy.
Yes, sir.
I believe that daddy's face had been heavy while his dad was away. I believe he could see the strain on his face, don't you? As he prayed every day. Have you ever thought this? The Bible says when he saw him afar off or a great way off, how did he see him? I believe he's looking for him every day. I believe he's looking for him every day. I believe every day he'd walk out. I believe he'd look and open the door. He's not coming down the road yet. But one day. I don't believe it's just once a day. I believe ever so often during the day he'd go and look down the road. Not coming yet. I believe in his heart he said, "One day I'm going to look out. He's going to be coming." Every day I believe he went and looked. Numerous times I believe he turned around with sadness. But old brother Bill, that one day he went over and he looked out. Now I believe the birds were lifted. I believe he looked younger. I believe the look of joy. Now he said, "There he is! There he is!" And he took off after him. Oh, the look of joy. The look of joy. No, do I see the look of joy? I see the language of joy. Oh, the language of joy. This, my son, was dead, but he's alive. That day didn't know where his boy was. That day didn't know what happened to his boy. That day thought every day, if I don't see him coming down the road, there might be a messenger come to my house and say, "Are you so-and-so's son? Got some bad news to tell you. We found him dead." He didn't know. But all the language of joy. This, my son was dead, but he's alive. He was lost. He didn't know where he was, but now he's found. Oh, there was joy. The language of joy. And every one of those kisses. Every one of those kisses meant much love. Every one of those kisses meant much forgiveness. Every one of those kisses meant much restoration. Every one of those kisses meant much joy. Can you imagine, can you see with me, I close my eyes and I see that old man and I see that young man and I see him just showering him with kisses. And that was not one time that the young man would say, "Oh, daddy, somebody's going to see, oh, daddy." No. He'd say, "A little bit more, daddy. A little bit more, daddy. Oh, a little bit more, daddy. I didn't expect this, Dad. Better not get a hope for, Daddy. Just a little bit more, Daddy. Just a little bit more, Daddy. Kiss me just a little bit more." Oh, thank God for sweet kisses of forgiveness. Oh, no, tell what that boy was into. How he messed up. How he shamed the family. But Daddy was home waiting because he wanted to see his boy come home. Thank God for much kisses. Much kisses. Much kisses. Sweet kisses of forgiveness. Thank God for much love. Much forgiveness, much restoration, and much joy. Listen, this morning, I don't know where you are. I don't know, maybe you're the prodigal. I want you to know the Father's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting with kisses, sweet kisses of forgiveness. Much kisses. He's waiting for you. If you'll come toward Him, He'll come the rest of the way. Thank God for a Father that loves us. Thank God for those sweet kisses. Of forgiveness.
Love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new.
Thank you for joining us for today's Pulpit Hour, brought to you by The Preaching Channel. To listen to this message once again in its entirety, for a free download of this message or a variety of any other messages, or to listen to preaching 24 hours a day, you can visit The Preaching Channel at WGCRpreaching.net. If you don't have download capabilities, feel free to call and order a CD copy of today's message at 828-884-9427.